This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Damon, Ashley.
Let's go.
Happy birthday to our David Hammond.
Hello.
29 Dave, and looking fine.
Happy birthday, Dave.
Ah, tune.
Dave, yeah. Happy birthday.
There's a lot of different versions of happy birthday.
What was it? That was from The Simpsons. Lisa, it's your birthday.
Is that?
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Will you have a cake now from the housemates today?
Oh, I fucking hope not.
Why not?
I don't like cake.
I feel like you don't like birthdays.
I don't like birthdays.
Why?
Not a big fan of birthdays.
Do you worry about, like, are you like, oh shit, I hate being an age older, or do you just not like the attention and all that?
See, for someone who loves attention, I don't like my birthday, and it's really weird for the main reason of attention. My birthday makes me anxious for mainly one reason, and it goes back to a couple of years ago where I felt like I had to respond to everyone on Facebook
that
wished me a happy birthday, and it was just, I hated it so
much. You'd be on your phone the whole day when it was your birthday back then.
I was so anxious about it for no reason, just the thought of, I hate conversing with people like online. I hate when people like message me like on Facebook or something, like happy birthday, I'm like cheers, and they're like, how are you? I'm like, no, fuck, I can't, no, I have to talk to you now, like, no, I don't know you, I haven't talked to you since school.
Yeah,
that shit just made me anxious. So that's the reason I don't really like birthdays. Plus, I always thought as a kid that was the one day everyone was really nice to you, and then the next day they were just back to normal.
There's such a calm down the day after your birthday.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And then you're like, cool, another 364 days till I feel like that again.
Exactly, yeah. So I was never a massive fan of it. But today has been different.
Who is a fan?
Who's a fan?
I called James. Sorry to say.
I needed to sneeze mid-link today. Sorry, link.
Save that for Thursday, the worst show ever.
James just messaged me on Instagram because I put up a video of me and Ashley saying happy birthday to you this morning. He said, I know you sang this today, but it's mine today as well. Although I'm 16 years a senior, I'm using your happy birthday though. Cheers, ladies.
Oh, nice one. That's
happy
cute.
Happy birthday, James.
Come on, James. Do you know what I would just say to the people who listen to the podcast? Is I think if you listen to the podcast and not the show, you should listen to the show live on Thursday, because the worst show ever bits, it's not going to fully come across on the podcast.
No.
You don't think so?
No, because there's going to be bits like to do with the music and the stings in between the music. We won't be able to fully put it all in.
Yes, very
I think
true.
We should throw in all those bits as well though in the production. You know what I mean?
But like, we can't be.
Anyway, it's not the same vibe. I know what you mean. Come to us live on Thursday morning from 7.
Yeah, you never have to listen to us live ever again.
No, just Thursday.
Listen, enjoy your day in Dublin. Just a little report. It's really sunny and it has been a lovely weekend.
And also, I had a great birthday, and thank you very much for the McDonald's breakfast you got.
Very, very, appreciate very welcome. LOL, as in lots of love.
Love is your life.
XXX. Sex?
No, just X.
Let's go! Wicca. We got what I want when I need it.
Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Good morning. It is 2 minutes after 7, Monday the 22nd of April, 2024. We are Emma, Dave and Ashling, and you're listening to Spin.
Good morning. Welcome to a brand new week.
What a fantastic weekend of weather.
Stunning.
It was needed.
Yeah. Now, this is the only thing that I've realised about said weekend. I am the whitest man alive. The whitest man alive.
Not anymore. You're quite
Dear God,
pink.
12 degrees and I get burnt to bits.
To be fair, in a sheltered place, I was like, this is Spain.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm roasting. I have to go in.
Yeah.
It was actually quite hot.
It was insane.
That's also how like unused to any warmth that we are.
This is the thing, right? So I was there like, I spent all of Saturday going, I should really go get a sun lounger. I should do it. And so when the sun went in, I went and bought a sun lounger. Stupidly, I should have done it the whole day, but I was enjoying just being
out. Did you buy it on Saturday at least?
I had it out for Sunday. It was unbelievable.
Dave,
but
no,
12
that
degrees.
Was a really, really smart move, because you can imagine the sales of them were through the roof this weekend.
That's
and
what I thought.
If it continues, you wouldn't have got one for the whole summer.
I did the big shop in a shop during the week, and then I seen them there in the middle aisle, and I was just like, oh,
that's wishful thinking.
They're hardly still there.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean? Look at how stunning of a day it is. They were all still there. I was like, Grant.
Also, you mentioned 12 degrees. Lies.
It was 12 degrees.
I know, I understand what you're saying, but like, I swear to God, it was hotter than that.
It was unreal.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
I kept looking at my phone. I was like, it can't be. I'm not that weak.
I was so pathetic. I was looking for your phone is too hot to touch note.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, relax. You're actually in Ireland now.
Yeah.
But it was so nice that I genuinely kind of forgot that Ireland was capable of this.
Yeah.
Oh,
same.
Yeah.
I was like, I forgot we could do this.
No, but Ireland in the sun, unreal.
You know what? Alex said it. My boyfriend Alex, he's American. He always moans about the weather, but he said the line where I knew, you're a true resident now. He said, it's really hard to beat Ireland in the sun, actually. I don't know if any place really is quite as beautiful.
Welcome, Alexander.
Yes, he's coming around. I love you. You're on Spin. It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. I'm on a wake up.
Spin's fully charged with now.
Beyonce and Texas Hold'em on the Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Hope you're well.
What's
morning.
Up?
And I don't have sunstroke this morning after the weekend that was. I had a busy one over the weekend. I was filling you in on Friday that I was going to be out the door with visitors across the weekend in my tiny little house in Dublin because
oh, yeah.
my sister, her husband and my niece and nephew were coming up for the weekend. My niece, Florence, being 5 and my nephew, Will, being 1. So busy house, a lot of moving parts all weekend.
Yeah.
Stress, stress, stress. The duvet that they were sleeping in had to be changed 3 times.
Oh, God, why? Weekend.
Wet? People wet themselves?
No, vomit babies.
Ugh. Oh, vomit no, are babies. You serious?
Yeah.
Lucky... If they needed more duvets, at least they came to the right place.
Really
you have about 400 of them.
They did come to the right place. You are correct. But anyway, listen, it was great crack overall. The dinosaur experience I mentioned, loads of parks into town, Key West were busking on Grafton Street, got a full gig there for an hour. That was class.
Unreal.
Yeah, just really enjoyable all weekend. But one thing I did notice is the different reactions you get as a lady or as a guy, I'm sure it's pretty much the same thing, reactions that you get when you have a kid with you. In public settings, like okay. for example, in a park or in a shop or right. walking down the street in town or whatever. But the reactions I got across the weekend to one being with a buggy and one being with a 5-year-old were completely different.
Okay.
I'll start with the buggy. All right. So one afternoon I said, go on, you do your own thing. I'll take the baby off for a walk and put him to sleep, right? So off I went. Gorgeous day, stunning. Put in my AirPods, let the little flap open to keep an eye on him, and I strutted, right?
So just you, Will and the buggy.
Just me, Will and buggy, right? Now, lads, the smiles. I actually can't remember the last time I saw so many teeth. Anyone walking towards you was ear to ear smiles. Ooh, and the oohs and the ahs.
Really?
Amazing. Yeah, shout out to a lovely woman named Margaret, who apparently is my neighbour. Never met her before. I didn't clarify that he wasn't mine. I just didn't get into it.
Oh, and no
you,
way.
You think what you want, Margaret, goes on in our house.
There's probably a family resemblance, I'm sure.
All of this. Oh, he's amazing. I would say I stopped and talked to like a good 11 people. No,
are you serious?
This is my worst nightmare. My worst nightmare.
This is going to stop Dave from having kids.
The weather honestly. Added to it, obviously.
Yeah,
everyone
course.
Was in good form yeah. anyway. But then not even the gentlemanlyship. The wimp. Everyone was so sound. Like I went into the shop and people were honestly running around me to open the door.
And that's honestly, so funny.
Young single mother. Single mom who works 2 jobs. Yeah. Loves her kids and never stops.
A staff member in said shop genuinely apologised to me for the aisle structure and its inconvenience when pushing
Stop.
A buggy. I was apologised to for the aisle structure in the shop.
And you went, yeah, you should be.
Yeah, I
awful.
Was kind of like, yeah, it's not great, is it? I have to bring my little baby with me wherever I go. Anyway.
It's like when a 4-year-old plays baby mom, like with the dolls.
Honestly, that was it. That was
oh
it.
My God, it is.
When you walk around and go, people probably think I'm so cool, I'm old enough to have a baby.
Yeah.
I'd be going around like, Will, do you want your pop-pop? Do you want your pop-pop, Will? That's the only thing I'd know how to say to a baby.
Then the other side of it was the not-so-great reaction to me with the 5-year-old. And the problem being, when it's a 5-year-old, she makes me as hyper as she is. So we went to the playground and like I was making her push me on the swing.
Oh yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I'd say that didn't go
there was
down
a few
well.
Parents kind of looking over. I was like, go on, you can do it, push harder! I was climbing on things I was completely capable of breaking. And at one point, when I'm going down the slides in Marley Park Playground are unbelievable.
See, this is...
the height of them.
I've realised that I need to have someone who has a kid in my life to go to the playground.
Oh my God, Dave, it's the best.
I'm so sick of walking past playgrounds and not being able to go in. And
I was climbing on everything. I had the best crack ever.
Yeah, you would.
When I was in Ringsend Park recently, they have a section, they have a playground for kids and then they have what's called a teen zone. And it's like a playground for teens.
You're still too
and
old
I was
for
like,
that.
I know I'm annoyed, but I was like, we're getting there.
So very surely, close. But I was coming down, obviously the weight of me, like on things that are designed for like kids. Because the slide is actually quite long, you're building up momentum
yeah.
as you go down. So I was hoofing off the end of the slide and like almost wiping out kids at the bottom.
Okay.
At one point, a child screamed. And I was like, okay, I'm really vibing with the reaction you get to the buggy.
Yeah.
You know what?
You just have a 1-year-old and then hand it away when it gets to the age.
I think so too. Yeah. I think
whenever
so
you
too,
want to go back to the playground, you get them back.
Yeah, 100%. I think I need a break.
Don't care how long it takes. Recharged.
Lizzo and About Damn Time on Spin 103. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning. I want to take you back to like a year ago when, do you remember Ash infiltrated her local town's notice board? And had all
I
these
did.
People on it like talking about what was going on in the town and if they had things for sale and stuff like that.
Yes.
Well, I've infiltrated my own Facebook group, right? It's called Facebook Complaints Centre. And it was set up by someone who has a very, very good sense of humour, because it's obviously not a real complaint centre where anything will get resolved. But some people don't obviously know that. So they go to get their complaints resolved about Facebook.
Oh no, but it's actually just a big joke.
It is. It is and it isn't. Like, some people, okay, I'll put it this way, right? You go onto the complaint centre and it is quite funny because some people's complaints are a bit bizarre.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, some people genuinely have real problems and you're like, oh, I feel kind of bad for them.
Okay.
So people do try and
so
help
them. So some people
out.
Don't realise that they're in a dud page.
Exactly. Yeah. Most of the people in there's two types of people in this world. People who know it's a fake complaint centre and people who don't. Do you know
and
what
the
I mean?
People who don't think like that there's actual people from Facebook dealing
yes.
with these
yes.
things.
Yes, yeah, oh, exactly. So you'll see a lot of comments being like, I'm so sorry this has happened to you. Have you tried this? Do you know what I mean?
God.
And it's like, I don't know, wiping your account or something. You know, something stupid.
Okay.
Something to make fun of them. Anyway, first thing I see when I go onto this Facebook complaint centre is a post from a guy, and he writes, Facebook denied my friend request to first cousin in Scotland, Kennedy McGivory, because they say I don't know him. I had a long conversation with him on WhatsApp the other day. Of course I know him. And my friend request to his sister, Aileen McGivory, was accepted. So it's just people who don't really know how to use Facebook
yeah,
who are a bit
yeah.
annoyed at Facebook. And I'm loving every
I love
bit
how
of it.
They give the full name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's amazing.
Oh, don't worry. We'll match you up with Kennedy and McGivory. There must be an issue there.
This one from Christine. My son has got hacked. What are you going to do about it?
Oh. Ask Mark Zuckerberg.
Someone commented saying, reported to the police, and Christine said, tried. Police won't do anything.
I love that.
Imagine ringing 999. Yeah. My Facebook's been hacked. Some more honourable mentions. This one comes in from Michael. Hi, someone is using my account. It's the Chinese. Just, it's the Chinese.
Oh, brilliant. Fantastic.
All of China is using my account.
Wow. That's limiting.
They've all got the logins.
Someone said, I joined Facebook dating. I started speaking with matches. The next morning, I received a notification that I needed to do a video selfie recognition, which I did. That was on Tuesday morning. It is now Saturday afternoon, and I still haven't been approved. And I've been unable to access the site until you verify the video and my profile.
Oh, that's annoying.
The two people I've been talking to probably think I'm ghosting them, so I think your dating site needs some fixing ASAP. And I feel kind of bad for him because I'm like, he probably does think these two matches are just kind of waiting there for him. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, that is annoying.
One is sad. Someone said, I don't know what Facebook's problem is. They are constantly saying they are going to block my posts. Yet I'm doing nothing wrong. I'm simply posting things about my family. Which I'm such a big fan of, because I'm like, what's coming up on their screen that's saying you need to stop posting this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what it is, but I love it. This one from Margaret. You have got down, it's my birthday in April. It's not, it's September 23. Thank you.
Oh no, you've got down.
You've got down.
Oh,
love it.
That's so funny.
Someone says, I have cleaning business for 5 years and I cannot go into my account. I had 1K likes and followers. Someone is jealous.
Oh my god.
And then the last one that I found was just, I think only from like literally yesterday. Ordered an air fryer from Lidl on Facebook. No idea how they did that.
No. Big mistake.
And have not yet received it. I'd want to know why. I was like, I have an idea.
First off, I'm not sure this is Facebook's problem in
yeah.
the first place, you know?
I ordered of Lidl on Facebook. Okay, thanks.
You're on Spin.
Spin's fully charged.
Recharged.
Ella Henderson, Rudimental and Alibi on Spin. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Good morning.
Morning. What's going on?
Lovely opportunity to win yourself a load of cash on the show all this week with Kellogg's GA Cool Camps. They're back this summer. Camps open throughout July and August, and they'll be providing primary school children with an action-packed and fun-filled week all over the country during the summer holidays. Great way to get fit as well.
Very true.
Really
yeah.
You're
put through your paces at these Kellogg's GA Cool Camps.
And GA clubs can win 25 grand with packs of Cocoa Pops, Rice Krispies or Corn Flakes. Right now, we got a Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit to give away, and at the end of the week, one of our players is going to win €1,000 cold hard cash.
It's Jade who's on to give it a go. Did you get a nice tan over the weekend, Jade, in that gorgeous, gorgeous weather?
No, unfortunately not. I was stuck doing my dissertation application for university.
No.
Next week. So
that should be banned on a weekend, like should be. Last weekend.
What are you doing the dissertation in, Jade?
I'm doing it on...
Oh, you cut out at possibly the worst moment you could have ever cut out.
I'm studying early childhood education. Brilliant. So it's the importance of risky play for young children.
Very nice.
Very, very good. Risky.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see if we can get you €1,000 at the end of the week, right?
Yes, we're going to play a game. It is a quiz, essentially. It is a mix of GAA and general knowledge questions. So you can choose to play an easier quiz where each correct answer is worth 1 point, like a point over the bar. Or you can play a harder quiz where each correct answer is worth a goal, a.k.a. 3 points, okay? Whoever gets the most points at the end of the week is going to win that €1,000. So you're going to... It's a bit risky itself, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So you're going to have to decide, do you want to play the easy quiz where they're all worth a point and get through as many as you can, 30 seconds, or the harder one where you're going for goals, 3 points for every correct answer?
I'll take the easy quiz because I wouldn't be a big knowledge
person. Let's do the easy quiz.
Playing it safe.
Right, 30 seconds on the clock. Question one. What's the capital of France?
Paris.
What's the name of the small ball used in hurling?
A slitter.
That's it.
How many cents make up €1?
100.
Kilkenny shares its nickname with what pet? Pass.
Oh, God. Pass.
Name someone who was in One Direction.
Harry Styles.
There you go.
Yes. What stadium in Dublin is the All-Ireland final held?
It is Croke Park.
Right, the time there. We've got four
correct. By the way, the Kilkenny are called the Cats, by the way. Yeah. If it ever comes up in the future.
In a pub quiz, you'll have that one to your disposal.
All right, fair play. Jade has won herself the Kellogg's GA Cool Camps kit in the draw for €1,000 on Friday. And there's another chance for you to play tomorrow. You can also find out more about the Cool Camps this summer at kellogscoolcamps.gaa.ie.
I mentioned to you that I family up over the weekend. It's very much the time of the booking in the camps for the summer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about that at the weekend, paying deposits.
Another thing, we can't go to play parks and we can't go to camps. I want to go to camps.
So annoying. Here's Ed Sheeran on Spins Fully Charged. Recharged. Listening to Spin 103.8. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you. Good morning, Ed Sheeran there.
I actually have started listening to old Ed Sheeran albums and I'm kind of worried about it because I really don't want it to come up on my most listened to on Spotify at the end of the year.
Yeah, your number one song.
Yeah, I've just no interest in me. Like, your top artist was Ed Sheeran. I think the lads might actually go through me if that
happens. It's actually so funny. I was listening on the way to work this morning and an Ed Sheeran song was on the radio and I was just thinking in my mind, like, the last album just kind of came and went and...
It did. It kind of disappeared.
It's kind of like he didn't even put a huge marketing campaign into it and just accepted, okay, I have saturated.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just take it back a little bit.
Yeah, definitely.
I was honestly thinking about Ed Sheeran at 10:06 this morning. So we're good.
I feel a bit left out. I'm the only one who hasn't been thinking about Ed Sheeran all weekend.
Well, tomorrow, tomorrow's your Ed Sheeran time.
I'll put it on my list of things to do. Think about Ed in a unique way today.
Please do.
Excellent.
Coming up after 8 o'clock, your chance to win festival tickets for Longitude Sea Sessions and Electric Picnic.
Woo. Wow.
Do you want to play the golden ticket?
That was very...
I feel good.
That was very good. I really like that. Sorry, Emma. Please continue.
Listen, just telling you how to win. Golden in a WhatsApp 087 711 1038.
Wow. I feel good.
Dublin Travel. With Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Coming up on 8, Emily, how are things?
Morning, guys. Starting off on the Temple Oak Road this time, there's a delay heading inbound from Bushy Park until Terenure Cross. Alfie Byrne Road inbound is slow from the Clontarf Road Junction until East Point Business Park. Church Street is congested in and outbound between North King Street and the Quays. And Gardiner Street inbound is busy between Sean McDermott Street and Beresford Place.
Thanks, Emily. It's somebody in this room's birthday today, but we don't really care about today's birthday. What we care about is next year's birthday, and we've got big plans for them.
Let's go. Spin Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
Every day we wake up,
rise and shine.
Good morning, it's just gone 8. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. What's happening?
Morning. I had such an eye-opening conversation with my boyfriend Alex on Saturday morning. He's American and there's still things that we say that come up that he's like, what's that? And it's
really
so funny because, yeah, we've been together for 4 years and every now and again something comes up and I'm like, How do you not know what that is? So basically, I was reading out a text that my dad sent me to him, and this is just classic my dad being weird. I sent my dad a song from Beyonce's album Cowboy Carter, and I just thought he would like it, so I sent it to him.
But you obviously sent it to him via your mother because he doesn't have a phone.
Exactly. So all this coming through my mom's Facebook page. So the reply is this from my dad. Great track, Ash. Brilliant groove and vocals. Yet another winner from the girl from the Lone Star State. Like,
love it. The man should be a poet.
Yeah. So then on Saturday morning, I get a text from my dad. I say, Harry is enjoying the sun. And he just says, I didn't realise there was a gap after a full stop. The things you learn as you go along. Paul, I can't believe I didn't know that. But obviously I wasn't in school that day. And basically, the text he had sent me was, great track, Ash, full stop, brilliant groove, without a gap after the full stop.
He never knew that.
He's like, I didn't know you put a gap after the full stop. I was just like, what?
Even I knew that.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm reading this out to my boyfriend, Alex.
Full stop.
And he goes, what's a full stop? I was literally like, I can't deal with you, men. You don't know
period?
Anything this yeah, period.
Period.
I was like, ugh.
Really?
Yeah. He didn't even know. He was there like, what are you saying? What is a full stop?
Oh my God.
He didn't know what a full stop was.
That's gas.
Does he call an exclamation mark an exclamation point?
He probably does.
I hate
yeah,
that.
He probably does.
Question mark, just question mark?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. It's but just, a period.
A period.
I don't like that.
But have you ever
not
seen like.
Not anything to do with women's periods.
No.
But I just feel like it's
a full stop.
It's nerdy.
Yeah, it is.
Period.
Period. But like it's very really, American.
Yeah,
you ever
yeah,
see like when
so
they're like
American.
Saying like, oh, Siri, just send a text. Hey, love, period. How are you doing? Question mark. I'm good, period. And you're like, oh, this is awful.
Oh, man.
Stop it.
No.
Full stop
so
is the
I
word.
So I still have some work to do with him.
Disgusting.
Do you think?
Yeah, I think it's over.
It's time to go.
I think it's time.
Fair enough.
That's the last. Like, I think that's the last. Oh, look, one more straw and he's out.
Like, yeah, like one more.
He needs to do a little bit
mistake.
More work.
What
he needs
straw? It's maize.
Hey, Strand.
The golden ticket's on the way.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling.
Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Aisling, you just talked about your boyfriend, Alex, who's from America.
Yeah. He doesn't know what a full stop is.
Yeah, it comes out a period.
Yeah, ew.
And you're considering breaking up with him now.
Well, yeah, you gave me some advice. I don't know if it was very good advice.
A message from Jerry. He's laughing. He's not giving out. He just says, does Ash ever stop talking about her American boyfriend, Alex? Jeez.
To be fair, if me and Emma had a partner, we'd be benching them the exact same amount of time.
You know what? I've actually been waiting for that text for a year and a half on this show. So I actually think, yeah, fair, Jerry. The annoying thing is I always have to, like, retell the fact that he's American. He keeps coming out with these golden lines.
Yeah, and as well, for someone who just joined, new people come over and hang out with us all the time. They're like, who the hell is Alex?
Yeah, there you go.
American Alex is here to stay, Jerry. Unless you say my boyfriend, Alex. He's from America.
Yeah, unless I take Emma's advice and dump him.
Do
so
it.
We'll see.
Do it.
3, 2, 1. Okay, let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Emma David Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
Let's get you on the road this summer, heading off to 3 of the biggest, hottest festivals in the country, Sea Sessions, Longitude and Electric Picnic. All tickets to go. You simply cannot get tickets to Electric Picnic.
You can't even
apart
if you try.
Can't
us.
Get a lineup either.
No, soon I hear.
We will at one
that's
point.
That's neither
though.
Here nor there.
We will
soon,
at one
soon,
point.
Soon.
Kelly is on to give this a bash this morning. Good morning.
Happy Monday. Good morning.
What's the crack?
Nothing much. Just getting the kids ready for school.
Oh, very okay. good. How was the weekend, Kelly?
Yeah.
It was all right. Wasn't too bad. Didn't do too much now. Just out sunning myself.
Oh, yeah,
oh, very
I'm like,
nice.
A bit more enthusiasm, please. The first sun of the year, Kelly.
Don't you know?
I know. I'm a disaster.
How much we appreciate it. It won't come back. We have to be really nice.
I know.
It was so nice.
Shocking behaviour.
Would you get a tan now, Kelly?
I would.
Would you get a burn,
I would.
Kelly?
I just... No.
Poor Dave.
And I just didn't take morning. I didn't take full advantage of it at all.
Okay. Okay, well, you know for next time.
Yeah.
You won't be so silly.
I do.
Have you learned your lesson?
I've learned my lesson. Okay. Sorry about that
and
now.
Are you going to work later on, Kelly, or what are you doing for the day?
No, off today, thank
off
God.
Today. So, look, there's your chance. See if you can get a tan now. I'd say today would be nice, will it?
Yeah, like, think. I don't think it'd be as sunny, but
the
I think it's be 16 degrees as far as
well
I'm aware.
Yeah.
16?
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, on that, I'll be between now and September, I will be on the weather three times a day.
Yeah.
That's how I operate.
Love
please, God. Please, God.
Love this. Have you any summer plans, Kelly? Have you got any festivals booked or anything like that?
Absolutely nothing.
Are you a festival goer?
I am a free board this summer.
All right, I like it. Well, let's see if we can get you to three of the hottest festivals this summer. This is Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Kelly?
I have.
How many seconds go on the clock?
Oh, God, you're putting me on the spot here.
We're going to put you on the spot a hell of a lot more, in a minute's time.
I wish.
It's not 10 seconds, it's 25 seconds, and five songs and artists are going to play. Guess the five songs and artists within 25 seconds. You'll win a golden ticket to three of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist that's on the song. Let's say if it's a collaboration or something like that. There's no skipping or passing. We cannot move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, just shout the word swap, and when you get it correct,
let's
pause
give it
the
a
clock.
Bash.
Then we'll get you. Can, yeah, that's it. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Kelly.
All makes sense.
Kelly is ready to rock.
She really is.
Yeah.
She's Kelly, where are you from, Kelly?
Dunleary.
Very nice, Kelly in Dunleary. 25 seconds on the clock in song one. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Stay the night. Baby,
the swap.
Swap. Let's swap it out. What were you shouting at her there?
I was saying the title's already been said.
All right.
The first three words are the title of the song, Stay the Night, and the artists there, Sagala and Talia Maher.
Don't worry about it, Kelly.
I wouldn't have got the artist.
It was good to swap.
It was a very, very good decision to swap, and a dirty song one, I'd say. A dirty song one.
He was trying to make it easy with the Stay the Night.
Artist's tricky, though, do you think?
Fair enough.
All right, well, let's see if you can get this brand new song one with zero swaps remaining, but don't worry, we are back to 25 seconds on the clock. A brand new song one.
Let's go.
In 3, 2, 1, start the clock.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead.
Doja Cat.
Yeah.
Listen.
She just said it.
Paint the town red.
Stop the clock.
Nice one. All right. Doja Cat, Paint the Town Red. We burnt through about 11 seconds there. So we have 14 seconds left and four songs to go.
How are you feeling, Kelly?
I'm not feeling too good now, to be honest.
We just keep making you feel bad about yourself.
No, I know.
You have this, Kelly. You have it. Let's go for song two. Plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Patience feels like I've been waiting for a lifetime.
This one's everywhere at the moment.
It's game over.
No, you're being robbed here, Kelly.
I am. You're making it very difficult for me this morning.
I'm going to flip my table.
Yeah, that
I'm
is
annoyed.
A load of shite, producer Callum.
You know, and when I'm in the car, going to school listening to this, I do be giving out to people saying, how do you not know the name of that song?
The swap on that song is so much easier than the song that you've just been given, which was Calvin Harris and Rag and Bone Man, Lovers in a Past Life. That's a three or a four.
Let's see if can we see if she would have got the swap?
All right, okay.
Like one. Of course I know that song.
You're showing us up here.
Looks like.
Come on now, Kelly.
And we're going to get in trouble now if you don't get this, Kelly.
We just had it. Saturday and Sunday.
Oh.
All right, you know what? Never mind.
Now what? I'll quit while I'm ahead.
You were never ahead, Kelly. Kelly, I hope you had fun and I hope you enjoyed playing.
I did. Push your luck.
We're in trouble now, so.
Yeah, it's very true.
Awkward. Bye, Kelly.
See you, Kelly. Have a great day.
Bye.
She seems genuinely so apologetic.
Oh, yeah, I think she feels really bad.
Don't worry about it, Kelly.
No one look over it.
It was all self-inflicted.
It's Grant. No, it's fine. We will play again tomorrow. Hi, Colm.
Do you want Wheels on the Bus or something as the first song?
Mary Had a Little Lamb. Yes.
Twinkle Twinkle would do the finest, actually.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged.
And it's a big day on the show because it's someone's birthday.
Happy birthday.
Choir, or did you get an AI generated?
No, that is a famous singer on Cameo.
Oh, is it?
Milica Bayo.
Oh, you got her for me,
did
you?
We got her to sing that for you on Cameo. Yeah.
Hip hip hooray. And happy birthday, Dave.
The male voice is Shawn Mendes.
No video of it, just the audio. So that's all.
That's it. We organize, oh, no we actually spent a fortune on that for you.
Did
that's
you?
Our present.
Oh, lads, thank you so much.
Yeah. Dave? What age are you?
I'm 29. 29? I'm 29.
I don't get that reference. Is that from a Vine or something?
Of everyone, you should get that. Why that is Schmidt in New Girl going 29.
Oh, sorry. Very good.
And he was like, please don't tell anyone I did that.
Anyway, I just can't wait until this time next year because yourself and Aisling have proved yourselves to be quite ageist on the show and have been very cruel.
Imagine me in 30.
And have dubbed me a granny ever since I turned 30, which is very annoying for everyone listening.
Well, you did forget your favourite TV show, 29.
All right, whatever.
This is kind of the last year for you now, Dave.
It is, yeah.
What do you mean the last?
Do you feel like
until retirement, probably? And
this is kind of the last heyday. Yeah. I suppose.
I'm in the good years.
Do you feel okay about being 29?
I do feel okay with being 29. It's the exact same as being 28. Now, if I was 30, now that'd be a different
story.
That'd
be a different story. I don't think you'd be coming in.
No, God, no, she'd be wrecked.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So frustrating.
Oh God.
Okay. So we're not just coming on air to be like, oh Dave, happy birthday, you're great. We actually have a little challenge.
Typical.
For you.
Typical.
Because in your own words, when life ends when you're 30, there's a few things that we'd like you to get done before you're 30. So you have exactly 12 months to complete 6 tasks.
Oh, yeah, you do see a lot of people kind of on TikTok being like, things I want to achieve before I'm 30.
Yeah.
So we've actually come up with those things for you.
Good, because I have nothing. I don't want to achieve anything.
Right, you've no goals for the next year?
I would like to still have a job. That'd be nice. So if this time next year is my birthday and I'd like to be able to replay that moment back.
To be honest, Emma and I kind of handle that whole aspect. We kind of carry you along anyway.
Yeah, very true. Where would I be without you?
Okay, Dave, number one on my list of things you must do before you turn 30 in order to be like a fully developed young person who's hit a big milestone. There's certain things I don't think you have done, which frustrates me.
Okay.
So number one, because you've never been, you must go to Coppers.
Nope.
And you must arrive from the moment they open, and you must be the last one to leave. You must be the last person to leave. You must shake hands with bar staff and security.
Oh my God.
You leave. You have about 7 or 8 hours to spend in Coppers, and you need to do that before April 22nd, 2025.
I'm having a panic attack already.
You're flying in the Camden and Jimmy Rabbit's every weekend.
I love Jimmy Rabbit's.
Coppers.
I never even go into the Camden anymore. But like, anyway, the thought of going to Coppers.
It's on the list, you're doing it.
Terrifying.
Okay, the first one on my list is also going to make you want to hurl. Because, Dave, I would like, between now and the time you turn 30, for you to taste all the vegetables. Just once, all of the vegetables.
All of the vegetables.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Pick an aisle. Pick a veg aisle in the supermarket.
And buy one of everything.
And I want you to taste all of them once within the next 12 months.
Okay, gross.
For me, I think might actually benefit you, but you're not great at the extracurriculars, really. You gave up on the tennis and everything.
I did, yeah.
I'd like you to do a yoga retreat.
Oh, yeah. To where?
I don't know. Do a retreat for a whole Sunday afternoon down in Bray or something.
Yeah,
and come back a new man.
We knew it was going to be Wicklow.
I think you'd actually love that.
What is it about Wicklow?
Wicklow is yoga.
Yeah. Greystones is yoga.
Yeah.
Second on my list, Dave, I would like you to hit a headline on gossorextra.ie. I would like either Goss or Extra to write something about you, like Spin 103.8 DJ spotted, doing something.
I did that last year.
Walking into a pole on Grafton Street or something.
Yeah.
I got a headline last year after I complained about taxis.
Okay, well, you need to do that again in the next 12 months.
Okay, done deal.
This one, again, you'll hate, but it's really important, for anyone to understand empathy and togetherness and being part of a clan. You must camp at a music festival this summer. For not one, not two, but the 3 nights.
Not happening,
to experience a shower at a festival. You have to experience living in a tent, # tent life.
Oh, my God.
You must do that this summer.
I'll do it at Longitude, no one's around. I'll go into the woods or something.
Oh, I camped at Longitude.
Exactly.
Nobody was around to see it.
Okay, and the last one of my list, Dave, of things you have to complete before you're 30, you're going to become a man.
Oh, that's a bit mean.
So, I thought that was my challenge.
So I would like you to grow a chest hair, please, in the next year.
Come on.
Oh, he's been beating the bejesus out of it, hasn't he?
He's just smooth. You're pretty smooth, I think.
Yeah, but that's because I shave it.
All right.
I want you to grow it
full length over the next 12 months.
You want it to be a full, like, Freddie Mercury, full on.
Yeah, so are you saying from right now until next year he can shave his chest?
Yeah, or at least one of the hairs can't be shaved.
Oh, God, this is going to look very bad.
Yeah, you're going to have a good year.
Just one hair.
Do you have a hair in your nipple?
I do, but I shave it.
They're the ones that are strong as an ox now.
Oh, yeah.
You could choose one of them.
Yeah.
Okay. Just one long hairy nipple.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Hairy
done.
Nipple. So are you all optimistic right. about the year ahead?
Not in terms of like any relationship coming. If I've one very, very long nipple yeah. hair, yeah, that's going
to
be fun.
What you'll do is you'll go to Coppers, stay from open till close. You'll get four girlfriends, because that's how it works in Coppers.
Then we'll go camping together,
then
eat vegetables.
To the yoga retreat. You'll go camping in the summer. You'll eat loads of vegetables.
Yeah, you'll be headlines on Goss and Extra. And then maybe you'll be make the headlines for the one long nipple hair.
Well, happy birthday.
Oh my
Dave.
God, world record. Broken. Happy birthday. We will check in again this time next year.
Thank you. What a great
if
present.
Still here, we
well, we
so.
Order him a McDonald's breakfast, actually.
We do that for
him.
It's only fair.
You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back.
Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We have a bit of a dilemma on our hands at home at the moment.
Oh,
and
no.
I need a bit of advice on how to handle it. So for a bit of context, I live in an apartment block and there's one landlord for the whole block of apartments. We kind of have a good idea of everybody who lives there, but I don't know like who lives in what apartment.
Yeah,
they
might pass each other in the stairwell.
Yeah,
and stuff.
And I don't really know anybody's name. I just kind of know their faces. But recently we've noticed a few randos coming up and down through the apartment.
Not good.
And for example, on Paddy's weekend, there was an absolute gaggle of Americans coming up and down the stairs all weekend, talking about the Molly Malone and things. I knew they were like tourists, very much tourists, and I was like, it didn't feel like they had just moved in, say.
Maybe
and there was like
were...
literally about eight of them in a crew.
Oh, it's almost like you were maybe thinking, oh, maybe someone has friends over for just this weekend.
Yeah, but I had my ear pressed up against the door and there was no like Irish voice. I know that's freaky, but
God, you're literally Monica from Friends.
All Americans. Yeah.
You had your ear pressed to the door.
When they were coming up and down the stairs, it was funny, I was listening to what they were saying, but it was all Americans talking. At an American pitch,
right, okay.
You know yourself. We never saw the Americans after that. That was Paddy's weekend. And then there've kind of been other noises from upstairs that have been disturbing us lately, like mainly on weekends, like very loud and stuff. And then Gatubbin, early last week, I was checking the post and I saw a letter and it wasn't addressed to me, but it caught my eye because of who it was addressed to, or rather what it was addressed to.
Oh, go on.
Okay. So the letter was addressed to lovely, spacious, one-bed apartment in Dublin City.
No!
That was the, like, where your name would be. Lovely, spacious, one-bed apartment in Dublin City. And when I checked, the envelope said booking.com.
No!
Oh,
oh wow.
So, that evening, I Googled lovely, spacious, one-bed apartment in Dublin City. And sure enough, I see one of the apartments from upstairs on booking.com. Right?
It's always interesting to see what the other apartments in your block look like.
Have a look at this. Not as nice as ours.
No. Yeah. Our kitchen's bigger.
I was buzzing. And then at the weekend, there was more hullabaloo up and down the stairs and people quite loud. Now, it was all right because we were out as well, but if we had been kind of in, it would have been very annoying, yeah. Right? The question is now, do we tell the landlord? Because one, if it is the landlord putting it up on booking, I kind of want to know about that because that's kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they told us it would only ever be tenants.
Mm.
But two, what if I tell the landlord and rat out the tenants that they've put the apartment on booking.com?
Oh,
sorry,
yeah.
So you don't know. So there could be hypothetically a couple or a pair of friends or one person living upstairs.
Yeah.
And they could hypothetically have moved to work remotely from Lisbon.
Yeah.
And for those 2 months they're saying, sure, I'll make my bank for my book.
Yeah, yeah, or they're like taking a weekend trip to London. Sure, we'll rent out the apartment
no
while we're
way.
Away. I feel like that's the vibe. And I'm like, as a fellow renter, I don't want to land somebody in it, but I'm also kind of like, the cheek of you.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a funny one. So I just want to get,
especially if there's like random
sense.
People coming in and out of your apartment block that you don't know.
Yeah, who
it's
now
not the
have
biggest,
access
it's not
to the
biggest
building.
Apartment block.
No,
do you
like
mean?
There's not that many apartments, so it's a little bit of a security risk,
yes.
I would say. So I kind of want to get a sense of what people think is cool to do here. Do I tell the landlord or not tell the landlord? Very
right,
simple.
Okay.
087-711-1038. I would love your WhatsApps, your voice notes in on this. Genuine advice. Tell me I'm a rat if you think telling I'm is a rat thing to do.
And a lot of stake there as well. A lot at stake.
There is. So to tell or not to tell the landlord.
That is the question.
It is. 087-711-1038. I've been asking for your advice over on our WhatsApp 087-711-1038 because I'm having a bit of a home dilemma. We live in an apartment block and there's a few other apartments above us and we've noticed a few randos coming in and out over the past few weeks. being quite loud, I will say, and they're definitely not living in the block, or they're not the tenants we know to see. And then last week, Tobin, a letter arrived into the building saying, which was addressed to lovely and spacious one bed apartment in Dublin City. And it was a letter from booking.com.
Very nice.
So now we suspect potentially either the landlord is renting out an apartment on booking.com for randos, or the tenant is doing a little bit of wheeling and dealing on the side.
Have you considered the possibility that the tenant changed his name to Spacious Luxury Apartment in Dublin?
Yeah. No, I haven't, but that is a great show.
And is in a relationship with someone who works in booking.com and uses their post.
Oh, damn it. There's so many potential leads here. Okay. So the question is, should I tell the landlord about this potential fishy business, more so because it's just like getting quite loud and annoying and could be unsafe, or do I not tell because I'm a fellow renter and I don't want to be a rat?
I would first off say I would not be telling.
You wouldn't be telling?
No, I wouldn't. I think I would sit on it for a while first,
see how bad it gets,
and kind of let someone make a few bob for a few months if that's what's going on. I'm imagining someone as I mentioned a few minutes ago, maybe working remotely or whatever, or not in Dublin, maybe from the country, and has to go home for a few months and is like, here, look, say nothing.
Yeah.
And I appreciate in today's world, when yesterday I bought a drink in the shop and a packet of crisps and it cost me a fiver, that people gotta make a few bob.
It's tough out there. It's just kind of annoying, because I'm like, I went on holidays and I could have rented that out if I was a bit cheeky that too.
Well, that's the thing, but like, isn't it fortune something the brave?
Yeah, I mean,
like fortune,
true.
Whatever is the brave.
What would you do, Dave?
I'd say... I'm shockingly with Emma. I wouldn't say to rat on the thing. The only thing is I'm like, I kind of wish I thought of that. Rent out the apartment. Well, you know what I mean?
We'll see how it all plays out. But like,
I understand if you're feeling like, I'm also at the same time, I'm like, I need my sleep, and if people are loud, I'm gonna.
And also just don't like the idea of like random unsigned people coming in and out and having access to the building. But anyway, what do the people of Dublin think?
Well, Aurelia is standing by. What do you think?
Of course she has to tell. If something happens and they're like, she's like, oh, nobody told anything, you know. It's always like that, like, why you keep quiet, and then something happens, and
true.
It's like
I'd be kicking myself if I didn't say something, and something bad happened.
Yeah, definitely, if something happening, like, it's like, why nobody tells them anything, you know?
I don't want to live with a lifetime of regret. Okay.
Or at least, like, had to get a spy camera or something.
A spy camera, that's a new angle.
And Aurelia, where do we get spy cameras?
Amazon.
Oh, perfect.
Very good. Amazing. She knew. Straight off.
She did.
Top of her tongue.
Cheers, hon.
Thanks, Aurelia.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Also, Nicole was on.
Oh, yeah, I definitely would tell the landlord. Like, imagine the summertime will be probably worse as well, and you'll have parties all summer long. It probably, more than likely, is the landlord. Again, it might not be, but I would definitely mention it. I live in an apartment also as well, and I could not cope with, like, noise and parties on the weekends. It would drive me insane.
Spin we're on.
Yeah. What, you want them on a Tuesday instead?
Well, you want the parties, but you want to be invited to them, not sitting and listening to them. And yeah, that's the other thing where I'm like, I just kind of want to know if it is the landlord, because then I'm kind of like, damn you.
You said this wasn't happening.
Interesting. So you're kind of becoming outnumbered here, guys.
Yeah, we totally are. Let's see what Jason thinks. What are you saying, Jason? Tell or don't tell?
I would tell, because why should you risk your property and all your stuff that someone could come in there and rent an Airbnb and get rob your apartment? Like, you know what I mean?
That's a good shout.
Like, if you were told that was an Airbnb when you first moved in, you're like, all right, I won't move into that apartment block. But now, like, they're doing it on a sly, trying to earn a quick bit of money, like, on a sly. Like, so that's what I do. I'd say trade out.
And at least if it was the landlord renting it as an Airbnb, you could maybe trust it. But if it's just a fellow tenant, sure, they could be having anybody in, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, I still wouldn't trust with the landlord. They're drawing a quick book as well, like a snake, you know what I mean?
It is tough out there, though. That's the only thing. I don't want to be a rat. But you wouldn't think I'm a rat then, Jason, if I told them.
What? So no. What about who wants to be a rat or not? Like, you got to think about your own self. Not me, and they're not thinking about you.
This is true.
Think about your own self. Like,
I think I'm triggered by Tommy. Love, anyway. Hey, I'm not a rat.
I'm not a rat.
Yeah. Also, Jason is so on board here.
Yeah, Jason, thank you. Good advice. Thanks for 100%. Thinking of my safety, Jason. I really appreciate it.
Slán.
Well, the texts are going from kind of like on your side to a little bit chaotic now. Okay. Linda said she obviously needs to schedule an appointment to view/book the apartment and see who she meets and wear a hidden microphone to catch them out and play it on air. So that's one way of going about it.
I was thinking of the show.
Producer Callum's in trouble. Yeah. We have a new potential producer.
We do. And then Luke said, tell Ashling to find out who is renting it out. If it isn't the landlord, then blackmail the person who's leasing it for 10% of sales for hush money. I like Luke.
I like that one too.
I'm a little bit terrified of Luke. I wouldn't like to be in Luke's neighbour, but I like where he's going.
That just really got out of control very, very quickly. What are you going to do?
Oh my God, I don't know. I feel like it's 50-50 and then a few illegal things.
It's not really 50-50. Most people are saying you got to tell the landlord.
You're a rat.
You're a rat.
Send the text there.
Little snake.
You're a big rat.
Little snake.
Will I tell?
Do you know what my granny would call you? My granny would call you a Schlieveen.
Oh, a Schlieveen. I don't upset Dory.
It's five. Wake up.
You wake me up. This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Aisling in the morning. Got a cabin in my car, because... Oh, yeah.
Hello, good morning. It is Monday, the 22nd of April. You're with Emma, Dave and Aisling on Spin.
Good morning.
I told you earlier in the show and I was telling you last week that I had a busy weekend because my sister, my brother-in-law and my niece and nephew were coming to stay with me in Dublin. And it's so funny, just like the world of a five-year-old is a very exciting world to live in. Mm-hmm. And despite all the crack over the weekend, the immersive dinosaur experience that she went to while she was here, city centre excitement, Key West busking, painting in the garden in the sun, nothing tops the good old bus, lads.
The bus.
A spin on the bus is something else. We hopped on the bus. We could have got a spin, but we deliberately got the bus home just so she could, like, it was like four stop spin. And we were sitting up top by the window up the front, okay? So this is kind of just the general excitement of being on the bus when you're five and you're not used to being on the bus because you don't have them in the countryside.
We're up so high.
Yeah.
This bus is fast.
It is. Do you think it's faster than the last one?
Yeah. It must be a different bus, isn't it? Whee!
Good crack, right?
Aw, so cute.
So one of her most, she was most excited about was the bumps, you know, the bus goes over the bumps.
Oh yeah,
it's kind of a thrill, you know.
Another big bump.
Who's having more fun there, Florence or you?
Probably me, honestly.
Yeah.
But it's so funny, isn't it?
These were upstairs in the front seats, yeah. And they are top tier.
They're the deluxe.
You feel like Superman.
But you remember when you were a kid yourself and you get like a new toy from Santa or whatever, but the actual box is more fun than the toy?
Yeah.
It gave me those vibes.
Yeah, definitely.
After everything, just a quick... And she like didn't even cost a cent. Free for a child.
Is it?
Oh my God.
Best crack ever. Just give her a spin on the bus. Yeah.
That's
now,
mad.
We're going to do the Lewis next time and I...
That's free for you too.
Wow! Free for all the family.
It's 4 minutes after nine. Morning.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
Countdown well and truly on. We are putting on the worst show ever. Woo. This Thursday, the 25th. It's going to be madness from 7 a.m. And there's so much we don't even know yet. But don't forget, that's happening this Thursday.
I think the tagline for that should be, it's going to be terrible.
Yeah, that's
fair.
Nice.
This caught my attention over the weekend and I lolled in a WhatsApp chat with my friend Niall about this. It's kind of gone viral. It's a snippet from a book that was released in the year 1972.
Oh, wow.
Old.
101 Ways a Man Can Please a Woman.
Oh, I'm listening.
Right.
I'm listening.
Yeah, Dave, listen up. I actually was...
Intently.
I was literally thinking...
Can I just hold on just once?
Yeah, this right,
here we go.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Perfect. Okay. So I actually think both of you... Ashing, from your point of view as a straight lady, I want you to know if any of these things would work for you.
Yeah.
And Dave, as a straight man, I'd like you to take notes and put these to action and see how you get on and report
action
back.
These, okay? Put them to the top of your list.
Will do.
Some of these are so ridiculously chaotic that what I've done is, because there is 101 ways,
yeah.
I've taken 10 of the most strange ones,
okay,
and I've put them in a list of ones that I think are kind of grand to the most chaotic, okay? So number one, that's fine. We still do this today. It's lasted from 1972 to today. Number one on the list, not chaotic. Give her a long... stemmed rose.
Why did I think that you were going to say bat?
A long-stemmed rose.
Yeah.
That's grand. Roses still knock around.
The only people that give out long-stemmed roses, though, now are like the lads who come around the restaurants on your holidays for €2 a week.
This is true. This
which isn't that romantic.
This one's still a thing. Photograph her and take trouble over doing it.
Take trouble?
As in put effort into it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, so be an Insta boyfriend.
I suppose, yeah, there's a lot of Insta boyfriends doing the graft in 2024.
Yeah.
So that's grand.
I'd be good at that. I've done that.
Now, this one, Dave, I want you to take note of this one because it's not as obvious.
Okay.
Squeeze fresh orange juice for her.
Ah, okay.
That's nice.
Yes.
Isn't it?
She is allergic to oranges, but it doesn't matter. It's on the list.
The only person who's ever squeezed me fresh orange juice is my granny Phyllis, what a ledge. But squeezing fresh orange juice, guys, apparently does the trick.
Wow.
Number four, class. Not that you need to, but you know what I mean. Work with me. Buy her a library ticket.
Ticket to the library.
Wow. A library ticket.
I think they're sold out, but like, I'll try and get you in.
I'll try and get you in. I have connects.
Now, this one, I would be like, put a ring on it. We are done. Buy her a continental quilt.
A continental quilt,
what
not a breakfast.
The name of bologna is continental quilt.
I had to look that up. That's a bit lighter than a duvet. A continental quilt. This one now, Dave, write it down.
Yep.
Buy her a rubber duck for her bath. That's nice, isn't it?
Is this a comedy piece?
No, this is legitimate.
This is serious.
This is so legitimate. God,
so random.
I can't imagine.
Legitimate.
Like from when, 1940, 1930?
1972.
1972?
Yeah, that's really like 52 years ago?
It's like nearly 60 years ago. Is it?
52 years.
Quick math.
Again, I don't know why, but I'm vibing to the potential rave that could happen here. Installed stereo speakers in her bathroom.
What's with the bathroom? Yeah. Get her a rubber duck and get her speakers in there.
This one is trying to be kind of erotic, but it's weird. Buy her a book about your favourite painter. But spend time explaining what turns you on.
Okay, so Dave, who's your favourite painter?
Who would you say your favourite painter?
Banksy.
Dr. Seuss. I don't know my favourite painter. Yeah, but let's say Banksy. I get her a book on Banksy and then talk to her
about why you like it.
Why? No, but how is that erotic?
Sorry, well, actually, what the wording is, spend time explaining what turns you on.
Wow. Right, so here's a book on Banksy.
Explain your painter.
Yeah.
Here's a book on Banksy. I love when you wear a maxi dress.
No, as in, I think in the painting.
Oh, right. I thought it was just like, here's a book on Banksy. You know that that pencil skirt you have? I love that. Here's a book on Van Gogh. Will you kiss my neck?
Okay, now, Dave, this is, you know, the way normally some people say, like, oh, I wait 3 dates until woohoo.
Yes.
I would say on day 3, this is apparently the way to go. Spend an evening going through her wardrobe. Tell her which are your favourite clothes and tactfully which she should discard.
Oh, very nice.
That's a sexy date, isn't it?
I feel like that would go down so badly.
I would, yeah.
Very, very bad.
Especially with Dave. Get rid of that. Get rid of that. Don't like that. Don't like that. Keep all the hoodies and all the jeans.
Yeah, actually, he'd clear out your entire wardrobe.
Yeah, anything anyway cool would be gone.
And then finally, this one is a biggie. And what I love about this list is they actually give you, like, not links, obviously, 1972, but ways to make these things happen. They point you in the right direction to figure something out. Get a jigsaw made from a photograph of her face.
That's kind of cute.
People do them for Christmas presents, don't they? Like jigsaw pictures.
They do. So I'm going to give you the printout. Take a list of what you want. Aisling, would you be married to me based on those things?
Some of them, definitely. Mm. The rubber duck. The rubby duck.
Yeah, the rubby duck would be good.
I
tried to think if that was some kind of an innuendo, but no, it's just a rubber duck for the bath.
I like number 23. Go bicycling with her. What the hell is bicycling?
AKA cycling.
Go bicycling with her. You can hire them. Thank you.
I gave you little tips on where to go through with these things.
This is for Alien. You'll get this thing that keeps me coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
I want to tell you about a gorgeous sit-down meal that I had with my friends at the weekend. Now, usually I feel when you go out to restaurants with 4 friends, so there was 5 of us in the group, it involves a bit of planning. Everybody kind of weighs in on the group chat where to go. Oh, I've been here, that's very nice. Oh, we could try here. I've never been here before. Then you go on Open Table and then they don't have any reservations. So you end up going for like the 3rd or 4th choice on the list. One of the best things about this dining experience I had on Saturday was that it was so spontaneous in that the decision was made about 10 seconds before we walked in.
Oh.
This is how it went. Aisling and friends exit pub opposite eatery. Aisling says, "Oh, will we go in there?" Everybody says, "Yes." We walk straight in. The place has a doorman. It's very posh.
Doorman.
A doorman this place has.
Wow.
And he kind of does this little charade with us. He's got character. He's okay. Got a bit of personality where he's telling us to push the door, but he's actually holding the door closed.
He's being funny.
And then when we finally do push really hard, he lets us hand go. We all tumble in and we have a big laugh.
Good crack.
Fun. Yeah, so it is
very
good.
Classy place, obviously.
Yeah, extremely. And then another good thing about this restaurant is that when you come in, like at such short notice, you don't say, like, "Oh, I'm so sorry that it's such last minute, but any chance of a table for five?" No. All you have to do to get into this place is say, "Are you still doing milkshakes?" And then they say, "Yes, there's a table ready." Okay.
I feel like everyone in Dublin's like, "Yeah, been there."
When you walk in, this is playing on the jukebox.
Well, it's one for the money, one for the show. Three to get ready now, go, can't go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
And nobody bats an eyelid when you dance to your table in a formation of five. You guessed it, folks. It's 2:55 a.m. and I've just got a table at the Eddie Rockets on Camden Street. Jackpot, baby.
Yeah, stunning.
Oh,
this
God,
was a
many
flawless
a night.
Dining experience.
Many
though.
A night I've gone to the Eddie Rockets.
It was so fun.
Stunning.
Service, quick and painless, right? The menu slapped down. 5 minutes later, what do you want? Yeah, I'm not ready, but we'll go for it. We'll just wing it. Literally, she's just put the order in and the bill is slapped down on the table.
Yeah.
I love that. That means I can just walk out with ease. And I'm sure that's the reason.
Yes.
I'm sure the only reason why you're paying for your food before you've even got it is so that you can just walk out with ease.
Not because it's 3 a.m. and they're worried that people might forget to pay.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's now 3:10 in the Eddie Rockets on Camden Street and the food has come. You can launch straight in before anybody else has gotten their food. And that's another great thing about the etiquette at the Eddie Rockets on Camden Street. There's no waiting for everybody to get their things. You're supping the milkshake out of the glass before she's even put it on the table.
Yeah.
That's the vibe here. The milkshake is the best milkshake I've ever had. The chips are the best. These are the best chips I've ever had. That's the best. That best garlic sauce I've ever had. The burger is the I know it's a veggie burger. It's the best burger I've ever had. Tastes like real meat. Is that meat, girls? Is that meat? No, it's not. It's the best burger I've ever had, girls. We even got free chips.
Oh.
But just like one or two that came from other tables that just landed on our table.
I'm trying to shut you up, throwing chips at you.
Just landed. And then the doorman at the end, another little joke. As we were trying to leave, he holds the door shut and he goes, "You're trapped now. You're never getting out."
I love him.
Just a bit of fun and gay.
Yeah.
I said I would happily stay here forever.
And did you put any coins in the jukebox?
We did. Yeah, but we forgot what song we'd picked shortly afterwards.
Do you know what? Sometimes after 3 o'clock on Camden Street in Eddie Rockets, you forget things.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
It's weird.
It's so
something
odd.
About being in that place at that time of the morning that you forget what you put in the jukebox. It's funny, isn't it?
And you wake up to a load of videos on your camera roll.
I know,
bizarre.
Yeah. And you've got garlic sauce all over your coat.
Camden Street's a weird place.
It is amazing.
It's literally, I think it's just something about Camden Street at 3 a.m. I don't know. I can't quite put my finger
it's
on
like
it.
It's like the Bermuda Triangle.
Today is Monday. On Thursday, we are putting on the worst show ever. Woo. It's going to be amazingly terrible and we can't wait.
We're
Make
so
sure you're
excited.
With us.
Yep.
First, though, we're teaming up with Donnelly Fresh all week on the show where taste meets imagination.
Oh.
Beautiful way of saying it. If you're after a quick home-cooked dish or a ready-made meal, this is right up my street. Donnelly Fresh, have you covered?
Yes, and we want to give you a €200 one-for-all voucher every day this week. And we've been playing music on Donnelly Fresh salad boxes this morning. You've had to guess what song it is we're playing on our plastic salad box.
Blaheen, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good.
Did you get loads of vitamin
D?
Over the weekend?
In the sun.
I did, yes. It was so lovely.
Wasn't it?
A surprise.
It looks good out there again this morning, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I'm looking out. It looks so pretty.
Oh, amazing.
So fab.
Did you go to the beach? Did you do some garden sunbathing or balcony sunbathing or how did you spend it?
We just spent some time kind of sunbathing in the garden and then went to Centre Park Spa last night.
Oh, very nice. Hello. Wouldn't call the queen my aunt.
You had a deluxe weekend.
Well, look, you're obviously a bit of a music master as well, because it's our debut as a band, the Emma David Ashling Donnelly Fresh Band. Let's do it again.
Before you guess.
But Blahin texted in specifically, it was like, please play it again.
I think you were pressing us.
Hang it again.
Yeah, here we go. You ready? 3, 2, 1.
God, I feel like I'm in primary school again, man.
We got that back, though. We got it down.
We did.
We're taking bookings as well, Blahin.
What song? What's the song, Blahin?
Dua Lipa Houdini.
Dua Lipa Houdini is absolutely correct.
Acapella Houdini. Beautiful. Well done, Blahin.
You've won yourself a €200 one for all voucher. Oh, just when things couldn't get any better.
Thank you so much.
God, this it's not the weekend anymore, but
good start to the weekend.
That's a great good
weekend.
Couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Bye, hon.
See you, Blahin.
Thank you. Have a nice day. Bye.
What a joy.
Love her.
We play again tomorrow for your chance to win a €200 one for all voucher. All but thanks to Donnelly Fresh.
I'm going to tuck into my falafel salad now, if you don't mind.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
I was telling you earlier that I went out on Saturday night with a few of my friends, and we went over to my friend's house for a few drinks.
Beforehand.
Drinks, as one would say. Yeah, beforehand. And do you know when you're getting giddy and you just the chats, it was a nice kind of like round table discussion we were having.
Okay.
And the conversations were just getting quite stupid. And this was one that gave us a good lull, but also like people got very passionate about.
Okay.
And I'd like to start it here.
Okay.
It was, what would be the worst two parts of your body to accidentally super glue to each other? And like you can only keep outdoing each other. So like, for example, we said like right hand to left ear wouldn't be ideal.
No. Well, also like,
you'd be crossed
index
over.
Finger on the right hand to big toe on the left leg is not
good. Again, that's, worse again. Nose to ankle. Really bad.
Yeah, I was thinking ear to shoulder.
Yeah, mildly annoying.
Yeah.
But you could probably live with it.
Do you think?
I was going to say nipple to nipple, but that's not too bad.
Oh, God, that would be bad. Chin to chest. Would be pretty bad.
Yeah.
Heel to bum.
Oh, wow. Oh, yeah.
You'd have to hop.
You'd be hopping,
very, very hopping around. Anyway, it's good chat.
But even like, it's something as simple as finger to, you know, eyelid. Very, very uncomfortable.
You lose your
finger
right
to
hand.
Belly button.
You know what would be really bad? You know the way when you do an L shape with your finger and you put it at your chin, like that cool pose?
Like a Bebo stunner.
Yeah, that would be so
guys,
cringe.
We have to be honest. You should have kept this for Thursday, Aisling. This is terrible.
I should have.
Emma, Dave and Aisling's worst show.
Teaser.
No, to be honest with you, that's the kind of conversation I expect on Thursday, not on Monday. This isn't the worst show ever.
Yeah, you're right. I've definitely jumped the gun.
I enjoyed it.
That would have been fodder for Thursday show for sure.
If you don't know, myself, Dave and Aisling, we're putting on the worst radio show ever on Thursday morning. It's going to be terrible and we can't wait.
Oh, it's going to be unbelievable. This is all because we want to win an award. Because last year we put our best bits forward for the Radio Awards and didn't get a thing. Snubbed we were. So we're like, right, feck you. We'll put our worst bits in.
Yeah, it's a protest move from us. There's going to be loads of things going wrong, such as really stupid conversations like we just had. We're going to be singing over the music. We're going to be talking over the music. Dave's getting waxed in the girly quiz.
I don't know what's ahead of me. But
Emma can't say Nolan.
Emma can't say Nolan's happening as well. But just overall, it's going to be Car Crash Radio and you're going to enjoy it, okay?
But you need to remember that it's happening, otherwise the whole thing falls flat in space and you do think we're bad.
Yeah, that's not good.
The worst thing is when someone goes into work and then the next that day and it's like, have you heard Spin is terrible
that
today?
That Spin breakfast show, shocking what's going on. So
we're supposed to be doing it.
It's happening on Thursday morning. Make sure you're with us here at Spin.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.